From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
On the eve of the Miami Conference on the Caribbean, Executive Director Peter Johnson issues a warning to the region.
I think there's going to have to be some very dramatic, almost traumatic, political decisions taken in the Caribbean if, in fact, they're going to be playing in this broader game of world and global trade.
A U.S. human rights group says Haiti's December the 16th elections is under threat. And the Jamaican government tries to woo expatriate money back home. I'm Leslie Goff, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The 14th annual Miami Conference on the Caribbean opens at the Intercontinental Hotel in downtown Miami tomorrow morning. BBC Caribbean Report will provide extensive coverage of the event, which brings together leading government officials and businessmen from the Caribbean, Central America, and the United States. Over now to Hugh Crosskill at the Conference Center.
Once again, the Miami Conference takes place against a background of rapid and far-reaching global change, all of which impacts powerfully on the region's social, economic, and political future. Mexico, and a future North American trading bloc, Europe after 1992, new rules of the game in global trade, and the impact of the Uruguay round. These are just some of the issues that will come under the spotlight during the four-day conference. Five Caribbean prime ministers are expected to participate: Maria Liberia Peters of the Netherlands Antilles, James Mitchell of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Nicholas Brathwaite of Grenada, Sir Lyndon Pindling of the Bahamas, and St. Lucia's John Compton, who will be filling in for Trinidad and Tobago's A&R Robinson. Mr. Robinson has to present his country's budget on Friday.